Opening day in Queens, Mets and Braves. Noah Syndergaard making his first opening day start. Julio Teheran making his fourth in a row. Fourth inning, Syndergaard cruising.
Throw the ball 99 miles an hour. And he just struck out Dansby, who was on his way to first base. He couldn't. Struck him out. Base hit to center. Here comes Flores around third. Ender loads up. His throw to the plate is going to be in time. He got it. And the call is overturned, and the Mets have a 1-0 lead. On his dribble, Cabrera's third hit of the afternoon. In the air, hard hit to center. Enciarte on a sprint, not going to get it. It's over his head. Three runs are going to score on a Duda double. And the Mets have blown it open. Swinging bunt, trickling down the first base line. Some good play. And the throw back to second. And that Kemp's doubled off. And that's how the game's going to end.
New York is now 36-20 on opening day. That's the best ever in the majors. Syndergaard gets a no decision, dominates with 7 strikeouts, but left the game with a blister. His next start has been pushed back to Sunday. The Braves hung with the Mets for a while, but in the end, they couldn't muster enough offense. After the game, manager Brian Snitker talked about the tough opening day loss.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, he really just battled his butt off. And stuff was good. And moved the ball around, changed speeds, what he does. I mean, he did a great job of holding the game there.
But the walks will really kill you,
no? Yeah, I mean, you can't, you know, the walks, it hurts. I mean, it hurts a lot. You know, just kind of like that inning just starts spiraling out of control. But, you know, still we get the ball over the plate. Who knows what might happen.
We had a couple of chances against Syndergaard.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, that guy's some kind of good. I mean, it's I only really saw him last year, I think, the one time. He wasn't as sharp as that, but I mean, he had things working, and his off-speed stuff was really good, and then it was kind of, he amps it up when he gets in trouble, and, you know, he's really good.
What did you see on that play? Ender's throw is right there on the money.
Yeah, I just saw it quick. I, you know, had a chance to look at it again, but it looked like it was right there on the money, and just couldn't make the tag.
Were you surprised that Tyler grabbed that behind the plate?
I don't know what happened there. You know, with the ball took him there, like I say, I haven't had a chance to look at it again, so I had to do that before I can really answer that.
Did that change the entire inning?
Yeah, kind of, you know, that we kind of have a big momentum shift right there, and you know, probably turns the game around.
Can that be one of those situations where a catcher, they don't want to get caught blocking the play?
Yeah, sometimes I think, but I mean, you can, you know, as they change that rule too, it's just kind of hard to, it's hard to interpret that as you go about it. I mean, you got to be careful because, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword for a catcher.
Mm-hmm. Freddie Freeman did some hits and then saw some good things. Swanson goes the other way, makes a play.
Yeah, really good. You know, Freddie keeps swinging a bat and did a lot of good things. I mean, it's outcome, obviously, like you said, isn't what we wanted, and it's the one inning just kind of spiraled out of control there. So, you know, we just keep playing ball like, you know, that. I know those, you know, the guys in the bullpen with continued work will be okay. And so it's just, you know, shame that, you know, Julio again threw the ball so well in the inning four.
With Syndergaard, could you tell if his two-seamer was particularly effective?
Everything he threw was really effective. I mean, I don't know, the two-seamer, the four-seamer, the curve, the slider, the whole thing. I mean, his whole repertoire today was really, really good.